Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your mum's to your mum's arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your mum's house. And what
we starting
that? Arms house to your mum's house.
Let's go.
And then put your tings on, bro. Put your tings on.
I feel like I've got a pony.
Yeah. He's doing
it
nice. Yo.
Easy.
Arms house to your mum's house, episode 121.
Ooh.
In the house with the new stickers. Is that the new stickers?
Yeah, we've got some new stickers. Hit us up if you want some stickers.
And we've got a special guest in the house. Can't tell you what his name is, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I'm a bit too scared. He might slap me in the face. Can't even tell you what his name is, bruv. Can't even tell you, but you don't know about my man. Certified head. Big up.
Yes, boys.
Salute. I'm leaning this way. Well, it's Mr. Zonk, everybody.
Yeah.
The legend. Mr. Zonk here in the flesh.
Mr. Zonk in the house.
Thank you so much for
probably
joining
Dungreff
us.
Probably on your house, bruv, no matter where you live. Mr. Zonk in the house.
That's for
thank
sure.
Thank you.
Nah, for real. We really appreciate you didn't have to do this, but
certified,
you know,
London City soldier, someone from, if you were living where I was living or across anywhere in London and you was into graph or fucking knew anything about graph, you would know about Zonk. You know what I mean, I'm sorry I'm not getting in heavy enough here. I just realised I've got fucking Zonk on the podcast, bruv. Everywhere. The originator of the fucking All City crew, bruv. We're going to get into that a bit later as well.
Because he went All City multiple times.
You don't know who you're looking at here, bruv. You're a dickhead compared to my man, bruv. It's true. True.
God bless. Bruv. Thank you. Thank you for the intro, man. God bless you.
Theme obviously hamming it up, man, but truly
it's
a legend.
It's true. Everyone knew about Zonk. Everyone saw Zonk. Your mum's nan saw Zonk, bruv. It was everywhere.
We
bruv.
All know, man.
And pieces, panels. This is where man was doing yards, bruv. Like yards for breakfast, bruv. That Mr. Zonk, that old school Mr. I can't remember where that Mr. Zonk was. Mm. Was that Harrow?
I think it was Piccadilly. With the blue outline.
Oh, bro, fucking hell. Pieces, but reaches and inside. Stainers on the outside. Stainers on the Jubilees. I just feel like everything from my memory, bruv, looking up, growing up as Zonk. Bruv, I've always wanted to say this to you, bruv. The Zonk. And I've searched you a billion times before.
Theme's just a little bit excited. He's just a little bit excited.
The Zonk and the Coz and the Take. On that blue metal bit that came out of Turnham Green Station. And then, man, we're never around there. And then one day, just bam! Those pieces.
The one, I think, orange outline or something like that.
And the orange skins, and it's like a dirty Zonk piece. On that blue, nice painting things. And you were the one closest to the platform.
That was a while ago, man.
That was like 96, bro. But that, for me, that was like,
yeah, man.
You see how you remember that as well?
And that was time ago. I remember most of my things.
Do you?
Not all of them though.
Bruv, them pieces there, I just remember thinking, bruv, Zonk's been in town, you know what I mean? Zonk's been in town. Yeah. On the way to school, do you know what I mean? Everyone's like, what, did you see that Zonk thing on the movie? Now, fucking hell! Like, everyone goes mad about that sort of shit, bruv.
Bruv, incredible, man. Incredible career. And also now, in the later stages of your career, we were just talking in the car, you know, transitioning into the art world a little bit. I know you've done some big, like, kind of brand stuff for some big names.
Man owns half of Louis Vuitton, bro.
Yeah.
Owns half of it. I don't know. What went in there, just said what?
Yeah, man. I mean, yo, it's just it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here, man. I mean,
thank you.
You know, I listened to your F24 pod with Dan, David. Incredible. So if you want to kind of go into his history and how he came up and stuff, I think that's a good podcast to go on.
Yeah, because it's like 3 hours. We're going to quite a lot of detail.
We don't want to reiterate some of that stuff. I know you used to write Bonk and then you changed it to Zonk, right?
I'm glad you did that.
Of course. I was very young at the time when I had that first tag.
How important is the name, or do you make the name, like, once you get a word, you make it your name, or is the name quite important, what it says and what it looks like?
Yeah, surely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've got to have a connection with it.
But it's them four-letter reaches as well. Zonk was like that, them days, bruv. Like Dre, Zonk, Rave. It was like four letters. It was banging, bruv. The Zonk thing was banging, bruv.
Yeah, for four letters. I wish I had five letters, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Because you see, like, teach, my cousin, like, the way you can have the thing in the middle and you've got two, because it's an odd number, isn't it?
But also, I bet he's sometimes, bare times, thought, rah, I wish I had four letters. Just to get
maybe,
in and
out. Maybe.
But
maybe.
He.
But then again, you can always do a Mr.'s encore or whatever. So you can add bits into. The four letter thing is quite. Because there's certain places where you can only put four letters, literally.
It fits or nicely.
If you're doing a letter in, I don't know, four is.
And those four letters as well, to end on a K and they're all evenly balanced. There's not like an I or a T, you know, where there's loads of negative space.
Yeah,
it just
kind
of fills
but
up
also,
the space.
Also, I know what you're saying, because when T-H-E-A-M or T-H-E-A-M-E, the letter in the middle, you can do like one of them things where it's a different colour and the schemes come out and they've got like two letters on either side. Or like a sun and the fade comes out
like that.
But I find a four letter piece like more of an aggressive piece, more of like I'm doing graph piece.
But what I've just thought about with your tag and that, you've got two E's.
Mm. If I want.
Oh, is it? You can do anything. Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah. Anything me blood clout one.
Yeah.
Anything me blood.
But even that's quite. So you can do a capital E and then a small E or something like. You can.
Yeah, he's got a lot of iterations of the word.
Oh, I like this man. Fume, theme. Oh, and form.
So fume, theme, form.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Double FS.
But if I was going to do like the longer word on that, it would just fuck it up. It'd take longer, wider. You know what I mean?
I like all of that, man. That's really nice, man. So,
Zonk on the panels, though, as well. Four letters on the panels, bro.
Depending on the train, as well.
Like,
no, but you're right. Four seems to be a much nicer fit.
Ah, here's a question. Coming up, like, I know you were not next generation, but younger than Zombie.
Yep.
And having...
10 years.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So maybe a generation.
Proper,
but now, trying to do a
younger than Zombie.
Huh? 10 years.
Is that what you said?
No, I said he's younger than.
Yeah, but a lot.
But I didn't know by how much.
It's the same age as me.
A decade.
Fair enough. But I'm just saying, coming up under someone who has an incredible Z word, did you ever feel pressured not to copy Zombie?
No, because I remember him when he was. That's when I first knew him.
Ah, okay.
So he wasn't Zombie then.
Yeah, of course.
And then Zombie kind of come out after you got caught with this and that, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
The
and
up was great.
Yeah, so
he wasn't writing Zombie when you started writing Zombie.
Yeah. Throp was quite special. All them kind of throps that are a bit abstracty, innit, that are not normal.
You've got to kind of be
in the culture to even know what that is or says. Yeah. Like Iron Throp back in the day or stuff like that, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't know what that was if you weren't into graph really, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I always thought it looked like a mouse. Or something.
It's a strange thing, wasn't it, that Iron thing, man? But
it was everywhere.
It was prolific.
Who was that geezer who said on?
In Soho, that's why it makes it even more powerful. Yeah. The centre of London, isn't it? You know.
And it was Kings and Toys when someone said, and they bent. You can't see go anywhere without seeing one of Ben's throps. Mm-hmm. And it was, oh my God, he said his name on Kings and Toys. He said his name on Kings and Toys.
I mean, isn't he quite a controversial figure as well, Iron? I hear people say all sorts of outlandish shit about him. I don't know the guy.
Artist.
Well, his artwork got gifted to Obama, I think. The Prime Minister gifted
an Iron
piece.
Should have given him a zonk. Should have given him a zonk, to be fair.
I was in prison when I see that.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with it, you know.
It's crazy, isn't it?
International news,
I think it was
it,
a thing at the time, because in 2008, 2009, the street art thing was booming so much, and then there was Banksy.
Was it one of his letters?
An Iron
one of his letters?
Yeah. Small canvas like that.
And it said something, I can't remember what it said.
That's international recognition. And it's a representation of our culture.
Yeah.
Iron, the graffiti artist, do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, Obama's whole...
Do you remember when Kings and Toys, that bit with Iron? I go to my...
I pay my taxes.
And I go to my, like a normal pack, and I pay my taxes.
But if you think...
He's a proper artist, though, when you look at his whole... Yeah, he's got bare ratings.
But I just remember...
Boy's done well.
Obama's whole thing was Shepard Fairey, isn't it? That Obey guy did all the advertising.
Oh, yes.
I think off the
campaign.
So I think off of the back of that, our Prime Minister said, oh, we should really do the same type of thing. Let's look at the street artists and then boom.
I think he's mentioned it already, how that's come about. I remember, it's quite mad how that came about.
It's mad how just... And Obama, they say he was the first hip hop president, which is, you know, a bit weird thing to say. But, you know, he helped, like a lot of the hip hop community helped. The hip hop culture kind of got him elected.
All the people involved
and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not, you know, so they had to put in graffiti in there somehow, but it was more the street art thing. But that's kind of interesting because I did want to touch on this with you because, like I said before, you know, you've entered the art world now, coming from such a hardcore background.
Yeah.
Is there some difficulties in doing that and the type of people you got to deal with now, or are you quite easy, you get into it quite well?
It's fun, it's change, it's progression, it's trying to kick down certain doors.
Yeah.
You know?
Getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. It is. Well, it isn't, it isn't. I feel I'm meant to walk this path. You know?
You can
look at everything, you can see the red flags, you can get this advice, that advice, but for me what it comes down to, does it feel right? And it feels right, and this is what I'm meant to be doing, and I love it.
What's going on at the moment? Have you got some shit going on, or you're not, like, can't talk about it?
Yeah, I've got bits and pieces happening. I don't want to go into much. Just watch the space. Innit?
Watch, you know, the space, bro.
But,
watch the space.
Yeah, all of that. Love the art thing. Love the graph thing. You know, trying to combine the
two. Does everyone in the art world know about you, like about the work you've put in and about your background, or do they just know he's a graffiti artist and they leave it at that?
Most, because some would have known me already before I met them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The ones that don't. Can get Instagram out, or you can give them a quick description of what you've got to sell yourself, isn't it?
And,
and if they got eyes and caught the train before, then they probably see.
They've got to do that. They've got to know
it
that.
Depends what their age is as well. I'm saying if they knew about like the whole zonk background.
There's that bit, and then there's me, the human being, and what else I've done, and combine the two, and there's a story there, and there's history there, and
That's being mad. That's being a problem of being too up, isn't it? You're like, well, what zonk am I going to be? What theme am I going to be? What person am I going to be? How are they seeing me? Oh, they've seen my Instagram. All right, cool. So that's the side they know of me. What about this in my old bedroom from Putin? You know what I mean?
But that's like you or anyone in everyday life. You're not one
part.
There's multiple parts of you. You won't talk to me the same way you talk to someone else, all the way to, you know what I mean? It's just natural evolution. That's the way I call it.
Yeah.
Natural evolution.
But you deserve it, man. Great. Any sort of props like that, all that sort of shit going on, you deserve it. And we've, I feel if you put the work in,
that's
if you
the
put
thing.
The work in, other people, it's not an imposter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Other people, you'd say, shut up, you dickhead. No one wants to look.
And there's no excuse. Anything. There's no excuse for it now. In the commercial world, if they're going to do something involving graffiti, whether it's a TV show and there's graffiti in the background, or if it's an advert for Kit Kats or whatever, there's no excuse to not reach out to a bona fide graffiti person. You know what I'm saying? That we're more accessible now than we've ever been. You know what I'm saying? For good or for worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no real excuse, you know what I mean? And actually that kind of leads into another topic we brought up in the car about documenting the culture. And we've spoken about it with a few different people. And we obviously dance the line here on the podcast because, you know, we've done a few bait things and stuff. And how bait is to bait. And we want to, you know, document the culture, whatnot, like I said, but then how much is too much lifting of the veil, you know?
Giving away.
You don't want to give away too
giving
many
away.
Secrets. You want to,
basically,
you want to
Zombie gave me a bollocking the other night.
All
right, he told you off.
No, you stop, don't give so much away, innit? Yeah. Don't give so, we don't need everybody knowing everything. You know what I mean?
I'll get that.
Yeah. And then he was talking about someone else, I won't say, but showing off, like, this key goes into that, I've got the key for this door, and he's like, why are you telling these people?
There's no need. I mean, you get that in every culture as well. It's not just our obviously, you're getting it firsthand and you're seeing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if...
But because it's illegal, that it can cause other people a bit of grief.
But they're showing things that actually... The authorities might get onto something, and actually, that's a bit hot now because of the public, because you publicised it there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done a couple of things, a couple of podcasts here and there where I might have revealed a bit too. Well, it's subjective.
The bush
isn't
jump.
It's
one.
Subjective.
The bush
jump That, for instance, I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah.
So that's subjective.
It's perspective. But that's the thing, because
it's also something amazing to show people that it's actually done. So there is like that flip of like, fucking hell.
It's the balance.
You know what I mean?
And if we don't do it, like, you know, if the people
some
in the culture...
Some bumpkin idiot will do it, you know what I mean? Like, for the Guardian, they'll be like, okay, this is what they've done.
Exactly.
Because it will happen after you, again, you know, like...
Yeah, I think that reach is still running, you know, actually.
It
the reach
is,
of court.
It is, isn't it? Loads of them, they don't buff that bit.
Yeah,
I go yard and just paint the book.
How did that guy get in touch with you anyway? From that YouTube video, what's it called? Life is crazy or something like that? Life is mad?
Instagram.
IG, is it literally just hit you up? Sick.
Nice. Okay, a lot
like I said, we're more accessible anyway, than ever now, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Because the Oh Dear one, we did the insights.
Oh, yeah.
And we, after 24 hours, I was like me saying to Maddie, like, fucking hell, we've got to take this down. Documenting the crime scene.
Yeah.
And I got too carried away, like, completely forgot.
Yeah.
And because he was filming it, and I wasn't, I just got battering it with O'Dea, and then I was like, but I had fun. You know what I mean? Doing graph, like, back in the day. That was the problem. Yeah. And then the next day when I watched it as a podcast, I was like, what the fuck is this? It's ridiculous.
But it's entertaining. It's entertaining.
He was saying... Bro, if you're giving that away, like plots, like, you know what I mean, showing the station
where the good patch is to do it and
showing them how it's done. You know what I mean? Giving undies like a much better idea. Oh, if I just plot here and plot here for like 1 week, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But 1 week, so that undie's going to be paid to just sit there in case, on the off chance, he sees graffiti art.
That's true.
Really?
No, never.
In 2025?
But the camera,
are there not
more
serious things happening? Exactly. Is the budget still that big? Come on. I think people get gassed in this thing. For me, this culture, it's a beautiful culture. It's art. And it's a different landscape than 25 years ago, you know?
Mm.
It is. It's a different landscape.
Yeah, no doubt.
What do you mean it hurts you? That's time, isn't it? I know,
but it was a lot, so much better.
But some things are better now. You just got to take the rough with the smooth. Well, it's just evolution. It's better now. It's almost like...
I prefer not knowing, like never meeting you till 10 years ago. Mm. Yeah, because then there was that thing, and your cousin still got it. He's the only writer out of everyone I know who, for me, still has a little bit of, don't chat to me. Like a little bit. Sometimes, and you can see when someone in it, like, don't chat to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives that more kind of an essence. It gives that more,
he'll do that, don't worry.
And I had it with you, had it with like certain writers, and you never met them, bro. And if you see like Raj, you see him, that was him at the station, bruv. Like, it's so much better, bruv. You know what I mean? Not everyone was mad connected. Then if you saw a zonk, like the zonk I saw on the Turnham Green thing, that was like a thing. And never on Instagram, you have the Raj. No, everyone would leave school, like dust down. And
I hear that, I hear
catch
that.
Catch the
and
runner.
That is one of the beautiful things.
Can we go back and forth?
The mystery thing. But I don't see it that way because Style Wars, you see the star from the beginning scene. Mm-hmm. So you know his face, but he's the guy. They've made him the guy in the film. Yeah. And he is the guy.
He's the guy.
He's, you know. So
one day
that blows that argument out the window in one way. But I know the way you're talking about, as in the
I'm
mystery.
I'm just talking about like romantic.
Oh yeah, yeah, the mystery. Like, the mystery, all of that. And hear what? Here's the bit that's the killer. Don't meet your heroes. You know, certain time, I met that person, oh my God, they definitely weren't how I envisaged the person. Yeah. And now that I've actually got to know them, he's actually killing his brand a little bit to me now. I don't rate him as much as I do or like him as much as I do. Mm. So there's a thing in that.
Yeah.
Well, just not just graffiti artist, he could be a celebrity person. I got to meet him, but he's well rude and now, I still like him, but I don't like him as much.
A lot of actors, for example, they don't have social media, they don't have nothing because when they want to play a role, in a movie, if they're too out there and everyone knows their intricate parts of every part of their life,
that's part of it.
They can't do another role because everyone, keeps
you're
seeing
too present.
Them.
Yeah,
you're
but Graf was not acting, innit? So there was like things going on. So like you'd be at home chilling, bunning the zoo in like someone's, one of them houses, everyone goes around to Bun Zoo, just going there, Bun Zoo. Oh, did you hear like Tate and Cosa just jacked thing? You're like, oh my God, just jacked my mate, oh my day, doing like all these things. Like, that means that in this area.
That's pre-internet.
That was
a beautiful time, yeah.
Pre-internet.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, trying to compare now to the 90s, it's impossible, man. Everything is different, you know, from the technology to people's perception of graph. Like, to say you were a writer in the 80s and 90s, most people would just be like, huh? just wouldn't know. Now it's become such a big part of culture. Now McDonald's is covered in it. Like every fucking thing is covered in it, you know? And so now it's just more widely, at least accepted as a culture.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think
it's amazing.
I prefer the secret persona. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that's subjective, isn't it? But really, if you're talking about what I'm doing, trying to get into the art world and this and stuff.
Then.
The more mainstream it is,
the more trendy,
there's just more work for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So
there's got to take the commercial side.
You've got to go forward in life. You know, like, everyone says that, like, it's not like the old days. Everyone says that. Their generation was the best.
My dad used to say that.
Kids, it's like that in loads of cultures, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't know your mom.
You just take the rough with the smooth, adapt and appreciate what's good now.
Yeah.
And just appreciate that you saw those good times or the better times.
Memoirs.
And just us, like, we had a conversation last episode about how you were talking about how with your kids, how you're going to explain, because now they get into that age where they're noticing things, you know what I mean? And they're talking about stuff and like how weird it is that you do graph. And I'm like, it's not weird. Like, it's better being a graph than, you play golf, you know, in your spare time, or you do, it's like something a bit more exciting. It's, cool. It's more accepted in cool. society. It's not an issue. Like, being a rapper now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be anything now to say that. Yeah.
Like,
but before, you know, I mean, you were on the list of like people, if you didn't know him, you never met him. Like, if you met him, what's he going to do? There's a couple of little rob or beaten up or he'll be with like a massive crew and I'll just get rinsed and nick all my paint and all that kind of like history of London graph, but you were on that list, you know what I mean? There's a couple of people.
What is the crew?
And now you don't get that. You don't get that at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You don't get that at all.
Okay, let's get into the crews then, because I think there's
I wanted to talk to you about a crew.
Go on.
Because you remember AC.
Yeah. Okay, you want me to sort out that idea thing?
Yes. No, not that. But yeah, we'll sort that out.
Yeah, of course, because I got a few calls after that episode come out. Uh-huh. So Idea mentions in an episode, I think two episodes ago or something, about the AC sign or something, how he made it up. Yeah, he's fully confused. What he meant was he made some sort of AC sign with a C with an A because it was a crew called CA, Class A, as in Class A Drugs, which was Slam's crew, Slam TBF.
Yeah.
And it was about the same era, so he got a little bit confused with that.
I mean,
but he did make some sort of sign with an A with a C. Yeah. But
and he is an AC.
Yeah, it was.
And the AC was on.
It was Koz who designed that in front of me in a prison cell in Germany.
Yeah.
So that was there. However, if we're going back even further.
No, it's Koz who did the first actual.
Because we're talking about AC, all cities, just it's a thing, isn't it? That you got that from Star Wars, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mean one, true legend. Yeah. Yeah, to be all city, you've got to be a true king. Insides, outside, top to bottoms, window, all of that shit. So they kind of told you the blueprint in that thing, isn't it? It's like the Bible, isn't it?
Every city, every major city has an all city kind of crew, like named all city or named something similar.
Yeah.
Sorry, but yeah.
Keep adjusting this.
All good.
So that's the AC thing. Yeah, so obviously that's our crew, me and Koz, that we made in Germany.
So you two were in that cell.
We was in prison in Germany in 1997, and yeah.
1997.
Can you tell us?
Prison in Germany, it's so good.
You don't have to tell us, but can you tell us that story of how you ended up in prison in Germany in 1997?
All right, a quick one. So Teach, Bozo, Fume, me and Koz, five of us, went to Germany in 1997 for a little graffiti holiday thing.
Berlin?
Not Albert? Berlin, no, okay. Munich.
Oh, okay.
So they had been there every year for 5 years prior to that. So they'd been there regularly.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Teach and Fume. It was the first time that me, Koz and Bozo went, and... The summer before that, they got they linked someone else who got nicked, but it's just such a long story. Anyway, the police, they got nicked. This German writer got arrested for whatever, and he's given out their names. And this all started because Fume did something else to alert them to it's a bit of a mad thing. Anyways, when we came the next year, we got pulled up at a place where we were going to get a load of paint, just a name check thing by police. And then
the names was on there.
Nothing happened then. But the day after, they raided the flat that we was
at. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, so it was quite deep,
shit.
Isn't it?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Like, I'm only 15 at the time. Cos it's 14. And, I know, 14-year-old and 15-year-old.
Full of just all Nick stuff in the flat, like champagne and shit.
Yeah, yeah, but the way they came for us, yeah? We're leaving the flat and we've all got mountain bikes, yeah?
What, Murray's as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't lock their bikes up in that then.
No,
like, come we go, there's our bike.
Proper Cannondale thing. I'm thinking, well, this is like, anyways, this is, anyway, so we've all got mountain bikes. So remember, I'm getting on the bike outside the flat. And this guy just stops me, won't let me go past. He was in normal uniform, like a normal person, normal.
Oh, yeah, he was a fake.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm like, what are you doing? I know, he's just saying something in German to me, isn't it?
He's like, Schweißer,
the next thing, boom, he's just thrown out the bag.
Yeah, no! I recognise that.
Well, that's universal, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Like, all right, so I've kind of like trying to push the bike off and I don't know where I'm running to.
Oh, you've done one. You bust left.
I bust and I bust left and then there's some guy jumped out of a bush.
Oh, shit.
This is how deep it is.
And he was 15 in Germany. Oh, 15. Like, first time
check
in Germany.
Check it out. They've rugby tackle fume as well, yeah? Next thing. We're both leg locked together. You know, like handcuffs.
Oh, is it?
Leg cuffed together.
It's like an aggressive, yeah. Like cattle.
My head's blown. I'm thinking, what?
What are we getting shit for? Yeah.
All of that.
We've just robbed the prince's house or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, 10 days later, me, Fume and Bozo walk out of a German jail. Literally.
But it's because this German writer gave their names.
Yes, the year prior. Anyway, so that's how we all got there. Anyway, so when we was in prison, we were sitting in the cell and...
Well, all had your own two people in the cell?
No, it's just me and Cos. We're on the 16 and under bit. You got Fume and Bozo,
yeah,
16 to 21, and then you got Teach 21 and over by himself. Yeah. And...
Five, bloody hell, that was an experience.
All I'm thinking is, I've just got to get back to England.
But what did you
have? I'm
thinking
flight.
AC, like the thing.
So anyways, we're talking about the thing, we've got All City, and then Cos come out with, yeah, we should do this A with a C through it. That's where I first saw the sign. But it's not, when I look at it, because, you know, I think there's an ether with loads of ideas, and you can grab ideas, and someone else might grab the same idea at the same time as you, you know. When I was younger, I'm a big gooner, I'm an Arsenal fan. I remember my friend had an Arsenal jacket and it had the A with the C with the football in the middle. So it's Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah.
That's the first time I'd actually seen that
sign. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not saying he even got that from that, but it's an obvious thing as well. It's not that obvious, but it is obvious.
But why, when you were sitting
MTG
in jail?
At the time, they had their...
No, that's for eight at the time.
No.
It's 1996.
Way after, sorry, not at the time.
Yeah, way after.
There was a couple of heads, like, kind of ran...
Oh, the ATG like,
Someone said that, yeah. Someone said there's a similarity in that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just like, the idea of having all the letters pile up on top of each other.
You may have been...
But why? What was the conversation when you were, like, in jail, 15? What, we're just going to make a crew? Fuck it.
Oh, I thought you meant with other inmates, because there weren't much. Hey, London!
Yeah, London!
And then there's one of the,
London.
Probably, suck him out there.
Yeah.
That's why, in British prisons, when I see, like, a foreign national, it's like, you think, cool, blimey, it's just a whole other thing. You've got a language barrier, a culture barrier.
But
protect your net because you're in a concrete jungle here, mate.
Yeah.
How much canteen you got?
Yeah. Where's your bird? Yeah, send me that.
So that's that little clarity with the idea.
Oh, can you remember
why? I just got confused. He's gassed. Yeah. So,
now we're not fuming with him.
No, of course we love Odia, man. No doubt.
It was ideas. Fucking brilliant.
He's the thing. Remember the donk with the zonk. He's the person that I thought he went from idea to Odia.
Yeah. He's smashing it at the moment.
Yeah.
He's gonna see even more inside.
Fair play, good though. He's got genuine
I like
love
his hand
style
as well.
Great hand style.
He loves the culture. I'm loving this. And the Odia ones where he puts WOM now. It picks up the whole door. Odia one. Is in a winner.
I like it.
Me gusta. But can you remember the conversation when you're in jail? About why are we going to start a crew called All City?
I think we was just a little bit like shell shocked. It's a surreal moment actually. The most surreal.
Was you DDS it and TKS it, or was it you're like, we're not getting no one's crew, let's make our own crew? Was it one of them ones?
No. Was I DDS then? Yes, I was. I'm sure I was. I'm sure I was.
So you still thought, let's make our own crew. So fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, DDS is this pattern. It's already there. It's legacy cemented.
Because that's what I want to talk to you about. AC, if you were an outsider like me, in because Graf, AC was one of them crews that bam, suddenly came out. It was one of them crews that sabang, suddenly came out. But it came out. It's everywhere.
You got prolific crew, yeah.
But at the beginning, I'm lying, there was like six people in it. By 2-3 years, there was 85 million people in it.
I probably wouldn't know three quarters.
It became one of them crews where you're like, I'm sure Kozer and Zong doesn't know that Gizen hasn't put them in.
No, because, for a long period, I weren't really in the scene, for maybe 10-15 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
was he putting them people in,
So look, when I linked him X amount of years ago, when I first come out of jail and whatnot, or just before I went to jail again the last time, but he said to me, it's one of them crews. If you're cool and you're on it, it doesn't matter about the quality. You can be huge shit.
You got to be all city to be in it. Surely that's what I thought. I thought you can't put it up unless you're all city.
clearly, that's not because it's not just all city. Another chance. Avoid conviction. I don't know.
I forgot you weren't on road though at all. You weren't there. So it wasn't because when I was at you, I was going, I'm sure he doesn't know Zong. Like, I know that you. So he doesn't know Zong.
We made it in 96. You know what I mean? Made it in 97. Sorry. I still had another 3-4 years.
Yeah, and then it was like Utes and Chiswick putting up AC, and you're like, what?
I got into a drug dealing culture. Mm. Then I come back maybe 2015, I'd say.
2001, 2015, you'd say.
I'd say I was gone for 15 years. Yeah. I'd say so. I probably did
little bits.
I didn't know that.
I did about three. Some people didn't even know that I'd left the scene. Mad. I'd lost my love. Do you know what I mean? I'd lost love for it. It's a weird one. I was heavily influenced in a jail drug dealing culture kind of thing. Mm. Like if you're
Graf was nothing when you're into that.
It's like I said when Fume first went to jail. He told me when I first went, he said, "Bro, don't tell no one you're in jail for graffiti." Do you know what I mean? Which I wasn't. You know what I mean? But just.
Don't say
And I'll get that at the time.
Yeah.
However, now I walk in. Yeah, what do you mean? Of course I'm a graffiti artist.
You're
proud of
it. It's different now.
Fucking hell.
But talking about crews, I was saying like there was a moment in the late 90s, early 2000s where it was hard to keep up with who was in any crew, like PBS, AC, TKS, DDS. It was probably easier for you because you knew them all at the time, but I didn't know them. So.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was hard to keep up.
Man. Yeah.
Like new crews popping up here and there. Which ones are you in then, officially?
I can't remember.
No, you don't want to say? Okay, you don't have to say. You know.
I can't
remember.
It feels like a young question, this.
It's true.
It? What crew are you? What are you reckon? You're not in three. Let me put you in it.
That's exactly what I'm saying about you.
Yo.
You don't touch. You don't even know touch. You don't think he's my cousin. Yeah, fucking hell. You're in TKS.
TKS. No, okay. So the first crew I got put in, I think it was TSB. Fume put me in that. TSB. It was him and Dre's crew. I can't remember. FBS as well. TBF. So they're like the first crews that I was in, you know.
I didn't know you was in TBF.
TBF. These are the first crews. TBF, TSB, FBS.
Won't let me in.
And then from, which is mad actually, I got in DDS before I got in TK.
Is it?
Yeah. Which is a bit mad.
Other people go the other way around.
It should be, especially I'm a Northwest London man. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I remember seeing Kill You and when he met me, he said, well, you're not putting up, don't put up TK, do you know what I mean? Rare, which is, I quite like that because I'm local to Northwest London and it was something that,
you know. Who put you in?
Kill You.
Yeah.
Kill You. To Kill You, but yeah, I was in DDS before TK, not that much longer, and then I made AC, and that's it.
Nah, I've seen other crews. What crew? You mentioned a crew earlier.
All right, sorry, PBS.
PBS.
That's Bosch's
Panel Beaters is a sick name. Mm-hmm.
Panel Beaters,
MTS. Bosch's crew. No, Too Young.
I'm not in MTS, you know.
Really?
I'm not in MTS.
Really?
Pull up my cousin. Wait,
what are you saying?
Oh, sugar, take that.
It's all right. Yeah, that's try not to say names.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, not in MTS. Yeah, that is dope. Cool. That's quite a joke, actually, that you're not in MTS.
I know.
It's like family. It's more your family than your crew.
Big man team that, like... It's just
it doesn't come up anymore. Like, oh shit, do you know what I mean? Thingy's not in Thingy, we've got to put him in. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous that he's not in. But back in the days, that would have been a conversation in someone's like fucking house.
What crew you're not in that you back in the day wanted to be in? Is if there is any
PFB.
Yeah.
But when I check it now, like I'm not that generation. I'm too young.
Yeah.
That was the generation before me. So imagine like if I started putting up PFB now, it's like, really? It's almost defining eras and you...
Exactly. It's a time as well.
I'm happy with what I'm...
Yeah.
For me, it was DDS. That was it. That's all I wanted to do and all I wanted to
be. That's all anyone wanted to do, yeah.
And I got in at 15 and that was it. I just took off from there and
incredible, yeah. And you were in it in the glory days. You know what I mean?
Well,
the back end of the glory days, No,
I'd say you brought it, like, because apart from your cousins, like there's a slight age gap there, but then there was like a next bunch of elders
from him. Yeah.
But
so
you
he was that bit as well.
Yeah, but then you were Cozer and Take and you. You know what I mean?
There's a beginning DDS, medium, and then
don't forget
ones.
DDS. Bang. Come out again.
Yeah.
That was all down to you guys. It was nuts. Mental. And then Pies and everything. And then it all just kicked off again, Bosh.
Yeah.
Well, like I think it was Odia saying that there's always at least one, if not two or three members of DDS who are active at any moment in time.
Someone
member is going to be pushing it, holding it down for the crew at some point, you know?
Jesus.
No doubt. Jones. Should we break it up a little bit by playing a tune? Because we got graph critique still and a listening question. But we're getting through it. How long have we actually been?
Oh, shit. I wanted to say that the Almshouse has got a new sponsor.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Infamy Inks. So big up all of the Infamy family. Big up Infamy. Big up Amber. Big up me. Salute. Big up. I can't see who it is. Big up the whole crew behind the Infamy
big
brand.
Big up their chemist. They have a chemist working on the inks. We had
the
a meeting.
The Infamy
with
brand
them.
Is made in London.
Yeah.
It's not sort of like sourced from. We'll get a bit of liquid here and a bit of liquid there and put it together. They fucking go a geezer who is like a chemist geezer.
Like in vats, like it's Breaking Bad.
With vats. We're fucking like they're actually doing that, covered in fucking inks and shit, getting like pH levels and shit, all this shit.
Yeah.
Infamy is the number one ink in the fucking UK. Infamy is the number one ink in the fucking world. If you catch the Bakerloo or the Central Line now, you will see what Infamy is doing, bruv. Don't worry about that. It is fucking ridiculous. It doesn't come out. It's buffing your mum's vag, bruv.
I'll put all the links below.
The colours, bruv, are the nuts. He's nailed the colours, bruv. Mm. But look at the insides. They're getting hammered. And it's all because of Infamy and they live with fucking Almshouse, bruv. And we got you a little packet, bruv.
We have a little...
Bruv, you're going to light them ting
nice.
There.
Nice, what's this? A little care package. Come
yeah.
Little
care package.
Lovely. Bruv.
Dirty inks, bro. Dirty inks.
They're all filled, so...
Are they all filled?
They're all filled
because
with
ours aren't filled, ours but for the guests, they're all
it's
filled.
Like a 30,
a
dirty
30. Yeah, bro, the
colour,
bro.
It's got the colour. Purple, the...
Check
yeah,
the
but be careful, theme. I don't want it dripping on your shit,
not, of
man.
Of course not, of course not.
But listen, we had a meeting. We had a meeting with the Infamy guys. They're really passionate about their products, man. We went in deep, like a big chat with them about it. They've given us a bunch of stuff to give our guests.
As well.
You liking it?
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
There's a mop there, there's a small little squeezer in there.
Look at the colour, bruv.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Respect to Infamy.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless.
And I tell you what, for the people watching and listening, we also have an Infamy goodie pack that we're going to give away to...
We might do.
A lucky...
If I think you're worth it, you dirty little mug. This is the greatest inks in the whole of London, bruv. It's taking over everything, bruv. I'm not sure. You can't just give one to a man like Zonk and then give one to any man. Bro, it's not. It doesn't work like that,
you got to leave a comment below the YouTube video. Leave a comment below this episode 121. Mm. And we will pick one next week. and we will sort
send
man
nudes
out.
In. Send nudes in of your mother.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'll stick in some Almshouse stickers in there as well.
Is that really happening?
Yeah.
What, from leaving a comment?
From leaving a comment for this time, because we've got a few. Remember, we've got like four of these to give away. We've got like four of these, so we're going to think of other stuff to.
This leaving a comment thing and winning a whole fucking goodie bag like that, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The most entertaining comment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Theme will pick one next week. The most entertaining one will get an infamy bag with some Almshouse stickers in there. Bada boom. Yeah. Put a tune on, and then we'll do some graph critique.
You get me? So I'm going to play your tune that you sent me, Zed.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Which I know it's had some link to Japan, I think. Had a link to Japan, did it not?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yes, I'm it does. Here we go.
What it is. Oh, this was doing the rounds on like TikTok or something, wasn't it?
Yuki Chiba and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yuki Chiba.
Yeah. I get money, I'm a star. I get money, I'm a star. Okane kasegu, orera wa star. Okane kasegu, watashi wa star. Kira, kira, watashi wa star. He know who I am, ain't had to say my name. Stack it up like Tetris, but this money ain't a game. Watashi kawaii, kalada. Drinking out the bottle, getting twisted, Maruchan. Big exotic Hermes, this a crack. Watch too expensive, ain't no way I'm getting clapped. I think I'm so sexy, every shirt I own is cropped. So many carrots, diamonds, do the bunny hop. In the US or Japan, if he meet me, he gon' bow. I got yen for your friends, if they pretty, bring them out. Growing dumb and Madam Wu, pouring sake in they mouth. Told him, put me on his plate, bring them chopsticks to the south. I get money, I'm a star. I get money, I'm a star. Okane kasegu, orera wa star. Okane kasegu, watashi wa star. Star. Kira, kira, watashi wa star. Nagareru hoshi tachi doko ni mukau? Mata nega ikanae nagara kurasu. Jewelry minitsuketa mama uto. All right, so as we do every week,
can I just say, you fucking bumpkin cunt, yeah? If I was fucking doing graph back in the day, and then someone said to me, Zonk's gonna critique your graph, mate, what the Almshouse is bringing to you, you don't understand. Just shut your mouth.
You know what I mean?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Keep sending in your graph for critique. Send it via the email. Send it via email, send it by, the Instagram, DMs, whatever. Send in your graph for us to critique. All right, let's start off with this one. I'm going to show it to Mr. Zonk right now. Can you first describe it? What does it say? Mm. What colors? Just for the people listening, because there's some people, they don't watch, they only listen.
Wow, this is a mad one, actually, because this goes to show you, even as a graffiti artist, sometimes you can't read certain things.
I was going to say.
That's either mole or more.
There's Mario? A tag. There's a tag on the right hand side.
Oh, okay, so now if you see the
thing,
tag.
Zoom that thing, yeah.
So what's that? M-O-U-Z?
D. No.
Is it a D?
I think it's Mood. M-O-L-D. Mold.
Mold?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I can see it now.
The O moldy, and the D, like it's like...
Bit moldy, bruv. Yeah, I'd rather have black mold on the corner of my fucking shower, bruv, than have that.
What's your first instance? Yeah, so it's a black fill, greens and greys in there, some mad schemes running through it, a down rock 3D, white outline 3D, and blue bits
with
in the 3D,
bits in there.
Black one time.
I'll tell you what, the colours are quite nice, I think. Do you know what I mean? They really are. I wouldn't have the light blue. I don't think it needs it. I think it's...
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
I can see this person isn't the most experienced artist. It almost gives me vibes of when I was starting out, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that, in my opinion, because of like the cracks that he's done. I got into that phase where you kind of just do things for the sake of it.
Yes, we see a lot of that.
Yeah, he's not just starting out, is he? He's like trying to do cracks and he's got
what I'm saying is he's no, yeah, that's clearly not his first attempt at something, but he's still in the initial stages, I think, of 100%. Development.
Yeah, no, he's
especially with
he's
legs.
In the development stage.
Yeah. I mean, you could even say we all are all the time.
Yeah, always.
When
constantly.
Are you the finished article?
Yeah, but this is the getting out of toy development stage.
Yes,
you know
he's
I mean?
Getting out cusp. Of the basics. He's on the cusp.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's when what I'm, my mindset, when I first started, like, okay, that's a drop shadow, that's a thingy, I'm going to use all of these things in the same thing all the time, which is not the one. Mm-hmm. Less is more a lot of the time, isn't it?
But you're like, I've learned that one, so I'm going to do all three of them.
Yeah. Add them on every single one.
As I'm looking at my finger over the years, I'm thinking, what was I thinking? Why did I go extra like that? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's just
less
development.
Is more.
Your mind's
less.
Getting more. As you...
But it's okay as well. So you have a license to do it when you're in this stage.
And where is that anyway? What is it?
I like the colours.
I wish
that green and black with a whitish outline. It's not. I just don't like that light blue. And I'm just being
nitpicking. We're all nitpicking.
So that's the colours. Letters, it's not really a bit of man in it. Do you know what I mean?
The L is too big and lanky, and the M is a bit too chunky compared to those bits in the O. O and the D.
Do you know what you've got to come down to?
Mm.
It's not attractive.
No,
it's as simple as that's how I can tick off. Is it draw me in? Am I attracted? Attraction isn't a choice.
Yes.
It's not a choice.
Yeah.
You might even reluctantly like something.
Yeah.
It's good.
You
know?
It's
very key.
Is that attractive? No.
Did we clock what word it was? No.
No.
And we're writers. No. Does
but that doesn't
that
mean it's all bad. There's certain things that I like. I said I like the colours.
Yeah.
The O is just, it's not.
It's not being an arrow. It's almost an arrow, right? But then this bit's coming up way too much compared to that bit. And the middle bit is not in the middle. If he did it, I wish it was an arrow.
It could have worked,
is what I'm saying.
It's just the O and the D too similar.
This person, whoever did this, they carry on. They can become really good, I think.
Yeah, they're on the right track.
Yeah, 100. So,
they're not one of them people that's forever.
It's not perfect, so it's no good. No, big up still. You went, you came, you produced something.
Come on, Moldy.
And that's part of your development. But like I said, really nice colours. But it's just...
But like you said, and like we mainly...
He needs more experience, more repetition.
More experience.
And then your own work, you start to develop your own thing just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? Why was I doing that bit there?
Yeah.
I don't even need to do that bit there. And it looks even better now. Do you know what I mean? This is just a trial and error. Repetition.
I wish that O, was like that. And then equidistant arrow there, and that the arrow bit, bit was in the middle as well.
Then it
would do it.
But the L looks like an E because you've done this thing to accommodate for this funny bit of the O to make it flow, and then it's just,
The L's fucking huge as well, to be fair.
And the M looks like fucking, who's that guy with the bolts in his neck?
Frankenstein.
Frank is like a big chunky
man, like
M,
Asbo,
you know?
Asbo in the house.
And the other one's got mad skinny bits.
And the hand style, I don't like your hand style. I don't know what the things underneath mold says. Ass? Ag?
Ass.
I don't mind your mold tag. I don't mind it.
What, the three dots under the D? You like that?
No.
The bit of shade in there? But the bits underneath, what does it even say? Ago. Ago UGN?
Axo.
Where's this
person
from?
No, AS. That's a S with
the,
it's a
dot. Asgo. Where's this guy from?
Asbo.
I don't know. What fuck knows, man. I always save them on my phone and I never remember who fucking sent them.
I mean, clearly it's in London, yeah?
Yeah.
25. Wow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But recent.
Do you reckon it's illegal?
And where is that?
It's like in
what kind of room? It looks like inside, a car park or something.
It's a car park, clearly.
Yeah. Like a London kind of car park thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me find another one.
Come on, Moldy, bro.
That's it, Moldy.
Moldy
I mean, it's what you don't want in the bathroom, isn't it?
Yeah. Moldy nan flaps, you know bro.
It's a common thing, isn't it? You know what I mean? But big up.
Your missus smells moldy.
Up, man. Big up.
Big up. Okay. With the green and black.
Decent colours.
So, you gotta have balls to use black.
So talking about decent colours,
like
here's the next one.
You know?
Be honest. The one thing they want is honesty.
Why you always use pink and blue? Everybody choose
the pink
same
and blue.
The same thing.
So what does it say? Le socks.
Le socks.
Le
socks.
Sock.
Le socks. So what is he French?
Le socks.
Puff nose.
Le socks.
I don't know if it's a guy, if it's a girl.
Le
socks.
First thing I see or what screams to me, it needs black in there.
Yeah, something dark.
And he's black.
A bit like my missus. Yeah.
Do you call it one time or do you call it a key line? You call it key line.
Border. I'm old.
A border.
Yeah,
I'm
border. About key line. Bun key line.
That's the new, that's the one.
Or so, I've heard someone call it a force field before.
Yeah, force field. Yeah, I like that.
It's like protecting your face. This week.
Oh, I like that.
I only heard that like a week ago for the first time in my life.
What colour force field?
What colour force field?
I like it. I like it, mate.
I've even heard someone call it the Ready Breck line. Because you remember that Ready Break adverts when you eat Ready Break, you got your blowing.
Oh, shit, we got Ready Break.
I think Mr. Met, I've heard
I used
Met
to not call. Like porridge, but like Ready Break.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad used to say, you're a nonce, they're both the same thing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, no, I'd only eat Ready Break.
So I'm...
Look, this person's still toy, but it looks like they're having fun with it. Le Socks. The letters are shit. Outline is unconfident. No confidence in the lines. The E is kind of cool. Why is it got like herpes sores in the top?
But when I look at it, it's 25 as well.
Yeah.
This person could be high on drugs, something.
There's definitely drugs.
There's a bit of Trev in there. There's a bit of acid going on.
Definitely drugs. Ketamine, maybe.
But it's like a woman. It's like a woman who was at, what's that? That massive festival back in the days.
Woodstock Festival.
Big graph.
I'm getting a 70s hit here. I'm getting
acid trips, blonde hair, baps out, tiny lip, like running around, listening to Led Zepp.
All right, for me, what
where can
what
start?
All right, so where do we start? Okay, the outline, it's
dog shit.
No shadow, no nothing, no consistency.
For me,
I'll say the bad words.
I don't like things with no shadow. With no 3D.
Yeah, they don't exist. There shouldn't even exist.
There's some people that actually.
I'm sorry for wasting your time on this graph. I think it's MZ.
I quite like his graph. He's very neat and tight.
With no shadow.
But he drops it. But he wears so neat.
Yeah.
And his outline's thick.
I know. Thick. You've got to have a thick outline. Yeah.
Thick outline all day, innit?
I think Kiosk. Does Kiosk also? He doesn't really do shadow that much.
Kiosk. Yeah. You're right. You are right.
I think just a big fat.
Yeah. You are right. But it's a thick outline. Yeah, like that's the whole thing. If you just do no 3D with a skinny outline.
Yeah. Forget it.
Oh, bruv, the black zonk on. Round the corner from my work, just appeared the other day. I said, Fulham Road, you must have been on scaffolding.
There weren't no scaffolding. I did the Spider-Man.
You did it on that, as it is now?
To climb up. Oh, it's a,
no.
Bro, you know when I was at the top?
You've done that
hang
what?
Hang on. You know who's at the top? The board's like going like this.
You stood on the top of the thin board, bro.
The advertising.
Jeez.
Fuck.
Have you got this?
Slightly doing this.
Really?
As well.
Yeah. Of course it was.
I still had faith because it had big, strong beams, but.
But nothing to hold on to. So one of them ones where one hand's holding onto
so
the wall.
So if it goes like that, it's. Yeah.
So that you were balanced like that. Lean into the wall, bosh, and now I can paint.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I know.
I didn't know that, bruv.
It's a buzz, isn't it? It's an adrenaline. But once you're up there, right, I'm committed now.
I've got to paint.
Oh, it's done. Even the police come down, yes, I'm outlining and then I come down. I'm already committed then, innit? Like, then make it worth it, innit?
All right, lads. When I finish,
hold up,
I'm coming down. Yeah.
Get out
that
there!
Is a reach. I didn't know you did. I assumed instantly, oh shit, I can't believe I missed the scaffolding.
Like, they're spots that draw me the most. It's got to be quite hard to get to. Because that is a massive element. That's a massive part of graffiti.
Yeah.
The quality, but the location.
The quality of the location. The quality of the spot.
So yeah, so that's creativity in itself.
Yeah.
Right, where are we painting, boys? So you've got to find your spots.
Yeah.
Then have the ability to get to that spot. You know.
Yeah.
And then obviously.
Fucking! I didn't know you did that.
Well, bro. I was saying in the car, like, so you agree with that, like, because I always say with graph. Around, I'd say 50% of it is the actual artistic, creative creation of the graffiti itself.
Yeah.
But the other 50% is, like you said, the location scouting, evading the police, getting to locations in and out without being detected. You know what I mean? All the stuff that surrounds graph. Yeah. You know, picking, like, when I look at a dub, I'm not just looking at the letters and how nice it looks. We do hear and critique because obviously the other stuff doesn't matter. But when I'm out and about, I'll love it for the letters, but then I'll be like, look where it is. And then I'll love it 10 times more, you know? Or I'll see a shit dub in a dope spot, and I'll be like, you know what? Props to this 100%. Fucking guy for doing that, man.
Got to stop doing more black with white outlines.
That's my thing now. I do mostly.
Yeah.
And I think, I tell you why as well. I'm quite sick of Chrome.
Really?
From the 90s.
Yeah.
Because we were limited to what we can get and just pure Chrome.
What was your favourite Chrome back in
Chrome
the 90s?
Rustnuts. Chrome Rustnuts. I think that's the go-to. I mean, obviously the best Chrome for me was that hot paint. Chrome hot paint.
Yeah.
It was almost like white. It was so, it was the brightest Chrome. But I think, you know, the bread and butter, the one that we used to get, that plasticoat Rustnut Chrome. Can't go wrong.
No one ever says that similes. How did you
Simonize.
Simonize.
Get the words right. They were beautiful chrome.
Because I used to get it from the Merco garage.
Merco garage all the time.
Used to have the high coats. Do you remember that, dickhead? High coats next to the door.
Yeah, I've got somewhere better.
Now,
this
geezer's
a
nutter. Oh, my God.
The high coat garage.
Okay, so we have a listener question. People, send in your voice note questions. Doesn't have to be a voice note, but if it's not a voice note, it probably won't get,
you know what I mean?
Probably won't get read out. So send in your voice note questions to the email, all the links below. Get your mate to do it. If you don't want your voice on it, then you can get a mate to do it, whatever. So check out this question quickly.
What should I do if I'm dating a writer and I don't rate his graffiti because it looks like a toddler drew it?
What should I do if I'm going out with a writer and I don't like his graph?
Because he's whack, basically.
His graph looks like a toddler did it. That's what
she's saying. What should she do?
Don't plan pussy, man. What are you talking about?
You want to come see me, babe? No,
I'm
just kidding.
I mean...
Depends how much I lie, innit?
You know, white lies, man.
Yeah, it's like,
look, that's all right. That's all
when
right.
When you ask
would
him,
you do that? I am that guy.
Nice. I'm that guy, innit? That's why even critiquing these things here, I don't like it.
If you're trying to give it the big
one, someone can look at mine and say, that shit. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
You know,
it depends on the gazer.
But clearly,
if he's trying to be a big man in front of people saying he's a writer, like in front of all his boys, like he's like trying to play the big one, do you know what I mean? Like, he's fucking sick of graph, and he's actually fucking doing this butter's graph. She might be thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, I can't be putting up this geezer. You know what I mean? She might be doing one of them ones. Or she might not give a shit, you know? You don't know.
Look, my immediate answer...
I'd say slap him about the face, tell him to put it down and start a new hobby. You know what I mean?
That's one option. A second one is be an encouraging friend, let alone a girlfriend. You know what I mean? You can incentivize them. You know what I'm saying?
You're not getting no more blogs. Yeah. You're never getting a blogs, yeah?
Until you work on your hand style. Until your hand style is up to par, you ain't getting no blogs.
No blogs. I think it's the no blogs regime.
You know, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Maybe, you know, there's certain things about you that your man doesn't like, but he's nice and polite about it and doesn't say nothing.
What are you talking about? You're splitting them apart.
No.
You're completely splitting them apart, this poor couple. You know what I mean?
Oh, my days.
Big up you for sending in that question.
Looks like a toddler.
But I would say be honest.
Looks like a toddler.
Don't lie. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, like a toddler.
She's like, damn, I can't be next to this guy.
Wow.
She's
I feel your pain, sister. You know what I mean? You're thinking, shit.
So imagine...
You know that classic combo on the weekend that people might go to a Hall of Fame, they've got their missus there with them and they go all pain. So she's probably analysing it because that's what we do.
They're meeting someone new, and then they're trying to introduce themselves. And then he introduces himself and she's standing there going, oh no, like,
imagine if you were a girl and you went out on the right and you realised from going Stockwell or something, you're like, no,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'll tell you what, let me give a great answer for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so your partner may not be the best artist at what, you know, he might not be the best artist clearly, but you're not with him because he was an artist. There's other attributes that he has that you are with him. Otherwise, you wouldn't be with him. You're not just, I don't like you at all, but I'm going to be in a relationship with you. No, of course not. So there's things that you like about this guy.
He's got massive.
Everyone's got, oh, there you go. He's packing me.
Yeah, maybe he's packing a back and back of the act.
He's got dough. You know, he's a nice guy. He's a funny guy.
Everyone's got their strengths and weaknesses. So, you know.
But, My mum always said,
but then obviously gets to a phase where, I need to be brutally honest with you. And maybe if it gets to that place where maybe she's got friends.
a friend might be a bit of an artist and do something. Yeah. Actually, she's better than her artist boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get all that. I get that. It's down to you, but you know, you.
Tell him to go to Queensway and start ice skating. Instead.
Nah, you know I mean? Get him to send in graph for critique.
And like work shit, and
let's have a look at him. Yeah. Yeah.
Send us some of his graph for critique, and we'll critique it here. And then maybe he'll listen to this, and then we can like school him, and he'll get better. Yeah. So you never know.
We'll school him a bit. We'll school him a bit.
But I like people, that know that they're not the good, but they're just out having fun.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So you as long as they want to get better. If they don't give a complete fuck whatsoever.
Well, no, I know some writers.
Listen. Okay, I'm getting this off you. Do you look around the scene and everything that's nice? That person's a bit shit.
Yeah.
They need to up their game or get the fuck out of the scene.
Yeah.
Is that what you feel?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing about this thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that's the way I came up in graph.
To be honest, our time.
I used to come up in graph worried that Spo and Court would come through the thing and nick my fucking sketchbook.
I'm going to be controversial here and say something that mean would probably, because obviously our generation was the best, but there is something about in the 90s and that maybe the standard was a bit higher.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why, but where is it different now and the internet has changed things. You can be involved really quickly without even going through development.
And get props really quickly from people who don't know.
Back in the day, there is no internet. Yeah. So if you ain't put the work in, no one don't know you anyway.
Exactly. Okay,
who?
They say, let me look at your sketchbook. And you look at it and you're like, you pussy.
No, it's the first words. What do you write?
What do you write? And it was aggressive.
So it can come two ways. When I tell you, I don't know. You're not even that. I get that. Or you can get... Who? Yeah. All of that.
Who? You know about Steam. You know someone about Steam, innit? Pussy, or you know, it could be party or something.
Look, ultimately, we want the graph to be good, and we want people to strive to get better. But ultimately, another beautiful thing about graph is its accessibility. You don't have to be fucking Van Gogh. You don't have to be one of the greatest artists in the world. As long as you have that energy, the right energy, and the right spirit, you can get down.
Because of who you were writing with and who you were and most of all the work you put in, you would have never had that. You would have never been on the tube, and a bunch of writers get on and they ask you out loud in front of all of them, would you write then? Because they see you've got a little bit of scratchy or whatever, you've done something, you know what I mean? They're like, would you write? Did you do that? Would you write? And you go, if this keys is going to give me the whole who routine, you've never been in that situation, be like, all right. I'm feeling it. They're like, who? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's it. It's over.
Right.
The whole journey now is going to be the worst journey ever. You'd be like, yeah, right, zonk.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. In my early days, it's almost like I never got that question before I was put the work in kind of thing. But as I got prolific and known, and then obviously it's the reaction that you get from people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it stimulates your ego, and it massages your ego, and like, you're not zonked, and they have this preconceived idea, and then I'm getting a buzz. Okay, they know what work I put in, and you're expecting someone bigger, taller, I don't know, so that was always a thing, and that thing there, that's part of the addiction, fame, ego.
I'm getting in this now. They're starting to clock. You know what I mean? Bosh.
So that would be it. But you know, like everyone at the beginning is not good. You know, everyone's got a toy face. Or like Scheme. Has Scheme three yard king or whatever. When you asked him that question. He said, my toy frame
was very short.
It's about 10 seconds.
It was very short,
My word is short.
He said, I came out the egg hot. That's what he said. I came out the womb early.
Well, listen, you've got to rate yourself, because if you don't, who else? Yeah, come on.
But you would have never had that.
Listen, I was doing art from a young age. My mum was an artist. So that's where my development started. I mean, every day as a child, 2, 3, 4 years old, just doing colouring books, drawing, this and that. And she was really artistic. She'd go to early learning, get philo thingies and make all sculpture things, put them in the oven. And she really brought that that Japanese art.
You can see that in your schemes sometimes, you know.
Yeah, someone said that to me and I quite like that. Yeah. Because now that I met you, I can see you in your art. I thought, yeah, that's sick. I love it. That's kind of what you want.
Definitely more so nowadays, because you write little messages and you've got like your little character that you do.
Yeah, because I'm
an
adult now. When I first started Zonk, I'm not really an adult. I'm a young teenage boy.
A young teenage boy
around a lot of older people.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's how the development, you know, if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here now. Kind of thing.
And then, but look at the letters. You came up under such good wings.
Yeah, I did.
And I think that's what helps people improve. That's a cool question maybe to end on. Who have you painted with where you were like, okay, I got to step it up now because I'm painting next to this guy?
Easy at the beginning with Teach, Zombie, Diet.
With them, man, yeah.
Exactly. Of course.
Yeah, it was like...
I'm nervous. Yeah, yeah, 14 in the yard and that... I can hardly reach the train.
Yeah.
And not even that, I'm not a mad fast painter either, do you know what I mean? So it's like...
Wow.
Yeah, it's pressure, isn't it? You know, but it's a good pressure to go through that at a young age. Then now it's
like boot camp.
It becomes easy when you're older. But yeah, as an adult now, I'm loving doing more.
Yeah.
Just doing more. I'm into psychology. I'm into philosophy. I'm into all other bits and pieces and a bit of the street art thing with faces now and stuff like
that. Yeah, I see that.
My roots are in graffiti art.
You don't want to be stagnant, you know what I mean? Yeah, always evolving.
Yeah, you don't just, that's it. You're meant to change, you're meant to evolve. Mm-hmm. You're meant to move with the times.
For me, graffiti, I go back to, like, I mean, sometimes. It could be the same thing for you. I'm concentrating on this art, concentrating on this, and sometimes, you know what I mean? Fuck me, I'm going to go and do some fucking
all of that.
No doubt, man.
Great. I love it. Love the culture. And,
you are the culture.
Long may it continue. Safe.
Big up, man.
Blessings.
Zonk. Right.
Cool.
Can we go out to...
I started AC in my bedroom. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've said it in front of him. What? Do you know what I mean? Is this my house now?
Nothing beats starting a crew in a jail in Germany.
In Germany? As a 13-year-old. It's the sickest thing ever.
It's a great story.
But listen, sad news. Angie Stone died in a car crash. The famous singer. And when? Roberta Flack. Literally Angie like 24 Stone. Hours ago.
Yeah. No way, she's from Devon, that girl there,
No, not her. No, that's Angie Stone, the big fat black woman.
Not
the short little white woman.
The soul woman, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, sick.
But Theme, you wanted to play, obviously, her smash hit, Something Stone.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going
to... I wanted to play I Wish I Didn't Miss You.
Obviously,
I wish I didn't miss you anymore.
That's Angie Stone. Incredible.
My bad.
If you're... Because I'm up for listening to that tune, but she did a tune with Guru, who also passed away, called...
Like 2 days ago in a car crash. Over and shit and flipped over.
Yeah, it looked
tragic.
Horrific.
It was tragic.
That was awful.
Bloody hell.
Keep your worries.
Keep your worries. I always like that tune, man. Don't play it yet.
Okay.
Episode 121.
One to one,
with the
baby.
Main man, Zonk. We're getting through them all, man. We're getting through all DDS. One by one, we'll get there.
You know what I mean?
Salute to him for coming, joining us, man. Arms house to your motherfucking mum's house. Leave a comment and you can win this infamy pack of bear shit in here, man. Yo.
Big
insane.
Up infamy. And
salute the infamy.
In Londinium.
Yeah.
Sponsoring the arms house. Good combinations.
No doubt. Leave a comment below, leave a like, follow us on the Insta, join the Patreon. All the links are below.
I'll get Zonk to do a reach on here.
Peace and love.
And if I like you, I might send it out.
You never know.
You know what I mean?
You never know who will be on the Arms House.
Props or whatever.
Theme, hit it. Peace.
Na 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 na. Take it there. Keep my name.
GYU once again, setting it off, letting it off my chest, plus betting it all. Record sales, awards, accolades, I'm getting it all. Mad chips right above my grip, I'm letting them fall. Who said the GOD wasn't coming to do his thing? Who said the industry wasn't gonna bow to this king? I paid dues, stayed true, so I made it through. If you handle your BI fly guy, you can make it too. Your potential is infinite. Be wise, visualize, witness it. Why waste your time focusing your mind on little shit? Angie understands me, and Scratch got my back, so keep away from the fire. Burning desire, yo, we got that.
Keep your feet out my shoes, live like it done pay my dues. Keep my home out your hair, unless you're about ready to take it there. Keep my name out your mouth, until you got some worth talking about. Keep your hands to yourself, cause I belong to someone else.
I am a person in society. I go to work, I contribute, I pay my taxes.